Former President Jacob Zuma and Gwete Mandashe are some of the individuals implicated in the third volume of the state capture report. The report, which was focused on Bosasa-related evidence, was handed over to the presidency on Tuesday. The controversial company, which was renamed African Global Operations, took center stage at the hearings by the commission, with witnesses like Angelo Agrizi, the company's former chief operations officer, implicating former communications minister Mokonyane in damning allegations of corruption. The chairperson of the commission and acting Chief Justice Raymond Zondo recommended that authorities further investigate Mokonyane and Mandashe. I'm Gabelihle Bengu for Times Live Podcast.